We bless the name of the Lord one more time and greet you in peace as we thank him for this opportunity to again be blessed by his holy word. Our word for the day is, how do we win? Have you ever stopped to take the time to ask yourself, how will I win in this moment? Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25 that if you're going to win, you have to be disciplined in your training. Here's what he says. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. You see, if you're going to win in this hour, you've got to put your love and discipline together. In other words, your love for God has to be followed up with a disciplined life. Here's what I'm saying. A similar focus is necessary to cultivate a meaningful relationship with God. Often we begin the day fully intent on having devotions at a set time, but as the day goes on, we are bombarded by an urgent item after another urgent item. And soon, our love for God, you know, that devotional time that we had, we postpone it until tomorrow. But when a quiet time is your priority, centering our lives in God puts things in perspective. Hear what I'm saying? We win by having a disciplined life, meaning 5 good minutes with God beats no minutes with God. And so Paul reminds us, here is how you win. You make sure you understand that training is a must. Hey, family, make sure today you spend at least 5 good minutes with God, because 5 good minutes with God will position you to win the eternal prize. Here's what Paul says. All athletes are disciplined in their training. Hey, family, make sure you win today by giving God quality time. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.